Welcome to The Coach Approach, NSWC Carter Rock's podcast for maximizing your personal and professional growth. I'm Jamie Wilson, Carter Rock's Coaching Program Manager. Join us each month for The Coach Approach to hear leaders at all levels shed light on what coaching is and the amazing benefits it offers. Listen as they share their personal testimonies about how partnering with a coach was transformational by using self-reflection to discover hidden talents, higher potential, and even obstacles that once prevented their forward movement. So whether you're ready to go to the next level, seeking a promotion, or want more self-confidence, The Coach Approach is the right place for you. Joining us today is Mr. John Holland. John is a retired colonel, has served over 20 years as a U.S. Army intelligence officer, and is currently serving as the director of the Intelligence Oversight Directorate for the Department of Defense. He will be talking about leadership and values, as well as how coaching has personally impacted him. John, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today. We really appreciate it.
Jamie, it's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you for being here. Would you like to share your personal testimony about how coaching has impacted you first, or would you prefer to share about leadership and values?
I just very quickly, I several years ago, I took a class and they offered like 6 hours of coaching if anybody wanted it. And everyone at the end of the class just left, you know, wanted to get to their cars and go home. I just said, I'll take all 6 hours. No one else will. And they brought a coach in and I met with them six times. I thought, you know, this is fantastic opportunity coaching, because I realized I had one of my daughters play college soccer. She had a speed coach, a strength coach, a tutor, a head coach, and all these coaches, and people like Michael Jordan, they have multiple coaches, right? And so if you can have somebody actually work on your skills in managing Department of Defense or leading Department of Defense employees or people just in general, it's better for you and much better for them, you know, to have a much higher quality of life and a better leader to get the job done, and that they actually want to come to work. So this was a win-win, and I just thought this coaching, it's what a great idea. I mean, really.
It is. It's so impactful for everyone. It's difficult to explain, but once an individual is committed and experiences coaching for themselves, the impact is almost beyond it's beyond anything I can express, to be honest. Right. It's transformational.
The best leaders are people. They like people. They know how to deal with people, handle people, and are very empathetic. They can build trust. They can build culture. They do these things. That doesn't happen unless that leader understands himself, his biases, his issues, his challenges, where they're strength, where they're not strong, and how to find people to fill those weaknesses that they can't, and be humble enough to recognize, I got them, so I need this team to come with me so we all can move together. Because you only move as fast as your slowest person, and you don't want that to be you. So this is where coaching really fills those gaps, because if you become a better person, you actually see the better part of the people that work for you and everyone around you. You understand them better, and you can lead them better. It makes so much sense. And the coaching really can bring that out.
So true. And the benefits, you know, for the individual, for the organization as a whole, I mean,
yeah, if you're like a Carter Rock employee or a Navy employee, for example, and you were going to have to go pay for this out of pocket out on the street, it would cost you a fortune. So this is an absolute free service to not come to one of your coaches and go, hey, I have a challenge. I have an issue. I'm not sure to how I should approach this. I think I need some help in this part of my development. Let me work with you to work through this and get better. You're crazy not to take advantage of it.
Exactly. I think, you know, a lot of people struggle with what exactly is coaching, you know, just understanding what the values are. But again, you know, try it. See what it's like. No harm, no foul, like Nicole Mead says, right?
Right, exactly.
No harm, no foul. Just try it once. If you don't like it or don't feel like it's working for you.
Yeah. And as you and I talked about before the show started, you know, I've worked with numerous engineers in over there where you are. And just, you know, the idea that, hey, you're an engineer and you can electrically design these systems that go in these ships or design a whole ship. You understand the load balance and conduits and all this other stuff. A coach can help you engineer your life.
Exactly.
For optimal performance. And so why not do it?
Exactly. So true. So the benefits far outweigh the minimal amount of time that you spend with a coach. So there are stretching moments, but again, the benefits far outweigh that, right?
Yes. But I did want to take a minute too, but I know we're limited in time, is just to talk about values.
If you're
fine with that.
Yes.
And how important they really are in leadership. And if people say, hey, do I exhibit my values every day? And the answer is, yeah, you sure do. Good and bad. whether you want to or not, you're going to exhibit what is valuable to you. And by way of explanation, values, and I'm talking, these are who we are, not who we would like to be or think we should be, but who we are right now in our lives. Another way, values represent our unique and individual essence. It's kind of how we, our ultimate most fulfilling form of expression and relating to other people and to task. They're kind of the compass pointing out, you know, what it means to be true to oneself. And if we honor our values on a consistent and regular basis, life is good and fulfilling. You know, these, kind of in short, they're the qualities of life lived fully from the inside outward. And they show up in the choices we make, how we treat others. And they're kind of the visible signs of behavior that we bottle every day. And just for example, my personal values that I try to exhibit, or if I'm making a decision, I'll ask, am I honoring or dishonoring values, or courage, trust that we talked about earlier, patience, honor, authenticity, integrity, love, honesty, sure, obedience, optimism, and discipline are the values that I live by that I think are important. And, you know, I think enough about them that I memorized them and actually went and defined them. And so that I know if I'm applying them or not. And as Maya Angelou said, courage is a supreme value, because without the courage to enforce or stand up for your other values, they will fail.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think I love that quote.
Yes.
That again, Maya Angelou, and values will drive the actions that you take and how you take them. And teams exhibit values too. These values, you'll see them often expressed in mottos like Semper Fi. Mm-hmm. Every Marine knows what that means, but in it is baked in all these values that organization holds to itself. The 82nd Airborne Division, an Army unit, their motto is all the way. And everybody who's there knows what that means in terms of values.
Very true. So true. So was there anything that you would like to share about leadership or?
Yeah, I would like to say that one of the things that I see a lot in my coaching, and again, this is in values, working in values still, is that leaders make decisions. That's what we get paid to do. Hey, guys, girls, here's what we're going to do. Here's a standard we're going to do it to, and when it's due. Hey, let me know what resources you need and what I can get out of your way. Even if it's me, tell me when I'm in the way. And that's what leads to make decisions. And an example of honoring values is that a basic leadership decision or action would be a hiring action. And too often we hire, as supervisors, we hire people based on performance. Can they do the job? But we ignore the attributes and values of the person behind them. And I can teach skills how to do a job, but what I can't teach is patience or humility or default aggressiveness, right? And just in getting things done. I have to ferret that out in the interview process, because otherwise I could end up with someone who's super high performing, but they're a complete jerk. No one wants to work with them. No one wants to be around them, you know, and we all have seen these situations where they hired a guy based on this great resume and test scores, et cetera. but you missed in your interview questions that would ferret out, you know, the person behind all this. And so one of the things that we did as a team is that we sat down and said, what does it take to be one of us? What values do we espouse or need to have that we cherish or not going to, you know, as a team? Because they would be tantamount to our culture. And culture can be poisoned by hiring the wrong person who doesn't adhere to these values. Like, our team values trust and transparency, professionalism, collaboration, positivity, humility, aggressiveness, excellence, integrity, just to name about 10 of these things that we try to exhibit all the time. And, you know, and if you are leading and you're bringing in people who don't adhere to your team's values or don't espouse them, that's a poison to your culture.
Absolutely, it is. It is. And you're right. We've all seen that.
And just to kind of tie this together, is that leaders, supervisors should get a coach for at least 2 or 3 sessions and go, I want to work on defining my values, identifying my values. And a good coach can ask the right questions and guide you into determining what those are. For example, you know, you could talk to the coach, could talk and say, okay, what do you stand for? What do you regularly stand up and to defend, right? If everything was stripped from you, what would you need, you know, to get back on your feet? For example, discipline. The first thing I need some discipline to stop doing the bad things and discipline to enforce the good thing. Again, that value of discipline.
Yeah, and how do they make their decisions? You know, even the small ones. What comes to play?
Yep, exactly. I think most supervisors and leaders would be really well served before they make decisions to go, okay, here are the team's values. Am I honoring or dishonoring those values? And if you and have that power to say no to things, because saying no to some decisions, some projects, some things someone's trying to force on you will free you up for a better yes to something else later.
So true. Very true. Could you share a little bit about, kind of switching channels, but could you share a little bit about how coaching has impacted you personally?
I often say I get more out of coaching than I give, because I've learned so much from these PhD engineers about how things work, how they approach things very systematically, very practically. Some of them are very futuristic looking. They're always, you know, creating. And I personally draw a lot of energy from that personal coaching interaction, because it's just the two of us in a very trusted, confidential discussion about what's working and what's not working, what they've tried. And I've learned a lot. Oh, okay, don't do it that way. Then working with a lot of senior leaders and seeing how they think and how they approach things from that senior level. And I particularly like coaching the new employees or the mid-level managers, the 13s and 14s looking to be 15 in SES, and go, okay, hey, here's the skills that you will need to operate at that level. Let's pick one and really work on that. And I'll give you an example how coaching has benefited me, and I think I've tried to help other people, is that I often say you cannot lead and be conflict averse. And so working with coaches and doing drills and practice and scenarios on, okay, let's imagine a conflict and how you're going to approach this employee. Let's just go ahead and practice, you know, what you're going to say and not going to say, and do it repetitively so it becomes more comfortable for them.
Exactly. I love that. It's great. So what, was there anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, I just want to thank you for all you do for the Navy and Northern Carter Rock, because that you guys, and we talked earlier about Nicole Mead over at DISA, yeah, are just such solid programs the rest of the coaching community can point to and go, that's how it's done over there, and really promoting an unbelievable tool and asset that, and I'm really hopeful that the GS-12s and 13s and 14s of today will engage with coaches and work on those skill sets to become the best leaders, because one day they will be leading large departments and large projects and large programs defending the nation. And we need them to start building those skill sets now.
I agree. I'm right there with you. In fact, you know, I'm hoping that some of our entry-level employees, GS-7s even, coming in, because they're our future leaders. And if they get some of those hidden roadblocks or those blind spots out of the way now, can you imagine where they'll be?
Right.
You know, and how fast they'll grow and propel.
If you can imagine yourself as a 14 now, as a staff officer or project manager, something like that, and you're going to be looking for a 15 slot, and now you're going to get promoted, and you're going to have to supervise a dozen people, millions of dollars, three networks, you know, in a motor pool, for example, that's a come as you are gig. What you're going to show up with now, you know, okay, have at it. Not a lot of room for error.
Right.
Better to find the coach and start working on those skills ahead of time. Yeah. Then once you actually take that seat, is keep working with that coach to get better and better at what you're doing, because suddenly you're going to find yourself, you know, in the catbird seat having to make decisions. Better to, hey, work with a coach and let's test fire some of these conversations, some of these ideas, and ferret them out before we actually implement them. It's just,
exactly.
Again, using a sports metaphor, if you're a football fan, a coach will allow you to practice some of these pass plays or running plays ideas before you actually foster them on your team and make them your practice squad. No, better to work them out with a coach ahead of time.
Right. Exactly. That's perfect. Perfect analogy. Well, John, thanks again so much for taking the time to share your valuable insights with us today. And I would also like to thank all you listeners out there for joining this episode of The Coach Approach, brought to you by NSWC Carter Rock's Coaching Program. If you want to learn more about coaching, visit NSWC Carter Rock's Coaching Program SharePoint site. If you want to request a coach, contact Jamie Wilson at 301-335-0492. Thank you and have a great day.